A Land Without Flowers, written by Zilly, read by Rhea314. Every Monday and Friday on my way home from school, I stop and buy myself flowers. Sometimes they're cheap ones from the Texaco, half a dozen tulips for £2. Sometimes I stop in a florist and pick them out individually. Roses, calla lilies, sunflowers, daffodils, anything big and bright and yellow I like. Anything that is like the sun I put in a jar on my desk and stare at for days. Right after the war, he wanted to get a plant. He liked ferns, so we got one and stuck it in our apartment. And I watered it every few days, and kept it in the sunlight, and talked to it, even. And within 6 months, it was dead. I'm still not sure why. It just started turning brown at the tips, and the brown crept down the middle of the whole thing until it was stiff and dry and gone. I kept talking to it, though. And then one day I came home and found that he'd thrown it away. I never worried about him and Relena, though a lot of people thought I should. I knew him better than that, knew that he knew himself better than that. She wasn't what he needed, we both knew that. She wasn't even what he wanted. What he wanted was something bright and shiny, somebody he could share a small apartment and a fern with, somebody to be normal with. What he needed, I was so sure, was me. When I found out, I yelled at him about the fern. Wilbur, I called it. A joke that only I ever got, but one that amused me every time I danced with him around the room, singing songs from Charlotte's Web. After he started turning brown, he would leave little bits behind. I had to vacuum after every dance. But I was so absolutely certain that I could make him better, that if I danced with him, or sang to him, or told him I loved him one more time, the brown would go away and he would be all right. I hated that hero threw Wilbur away. When he told me that he'd slept with someone else, that was what I yelled at him for. Who? I asked, strangely calm. Rafe, the preventer who works with Jan Miles. I turned and looked out the window. Why? He has this thing he does where his whole body sort of twitches. I think it's the Hiro Yui approximation of a shrug. He did it then. We were talking, and we were drinking. About the war. There was pain in his voice, honest pain, and I got to thinking about all the people who never got to sit in a pub with their friends again. And he told me about his sister, who was killed during the war, and before I knew it, I was inside him, and the faster I moved, the less I thought about all the people who would never touch anyone else again. You don't talk to me about the war anymore, he said. He moved towards me. I backed away. That's because when I'm around you, I don't want to think about it. I want to think about the good things, the future, you. So you go out and fuck random guys. His eyes are open, honest. I don't believe him when he says, only once, it was a mistake. He might not be lying, but he will be next time. Was it rough? The question takes him aback. He answers it anyway, a little. You're never rough with me. I love you. We're 17 years old, Hiro. It's supposed to get a little rough sometimes. I thought you'd yell. I turned back to the window. Why did you throw away Wilbur? He's taken aback, Wilbur. My fern. Duo, it was dead. I knew I looked anguished. I remember the unfamiliar feeling of tears in my eyes. I was going to save him. Duo, it was already dead. You'd know, wouldn't you? I snapped, not regretting my words a second later, like any decent person would have. I heard him. And he fucked Rafe Johann's preventer. I don't talk about the war because it makes you unhappy. I only work part-time because you like having me here, puttering around like some housewife. I cook for you, and I clean for you, and I wash your socks, and I give you head with eggs in the morning. I do my best to give you whatever it is you say you want, so tell me, Hiro. What was it I couldn't give you last night? He didn't answer. I always thought I could forgive you anything, and I was crying by that time, but you threw away Wilbur. 2 months later, I began my study of Japanese poetry in a little Scottish town on the North Sea. I didn't have any plants in my room. I had fingered a few ferns in a nursery in the town, but they hadn't been quite able to deal with the thought of having something else to take care of. I was busy, taking care of me, taking care of him even though he wasn't there to know it. Every night I said goodnight to him, and every time I settled in bed, I curled around the imaginary planes of his back. Every night I kissed his air shoulder and told him I loved him. Every night I pressed my ear to my wrist and pretended I could hear his heartbeat. A few months into my study, I came across a poem by a woman known as Lady Ise. Forsaking the mists that rise in the spring, wild geese fly off. They have learned to live in a land without flowers. Something about the calm desolation of it nearly had me in tears in the library. On my way home, I stopped and bought myself carnations. I didn't have any vases, so I hacked off the top of a water bottle and set it on my bedside table beside my lamp. All day as I worked, I found myself stealing glances at the flowers, the pinks and the reds, the whites and the purples, somehow lined in darker shades at the edges. They reminded me of pain. I chucked them out the window. The next day I bought daffodils and put them on my desk next to my computer. During a period of frustration, I pulled one out of the mock vase and raised it to my face. Somehow petals of flowers can feel like cool skin. Somehow when you drag them over your body, you can pretend it's his touch you feel. Sometimes when they skim over your mouth, you find yourself kissing them, as if they are your true lover. Sometimes when you crawl into bed and lay one on your chaste pillow, the sweet smell reminds you of life. I sent him a card yesterday. Day after tomorrow is the anniversary of the day he saved me from Oz. I didn't say much, just hello, I miss you. And I sat and chewed my way completely through the pen, dyed my tongue blue, before working up the courage to sign it Love Duo. In the end I did because it's true. And because not enough people love him, and because I'm hoping that before too long, he'll figure out that I could give him what he needs, if he would let me. Hell, I'm hoping that he'll reply to this card, he'll show up on my doorstep, and he'll give me the look that I can never say no to. I'm hoping he'll come in when I invite him, and that he'll look around and smile. I'm hoping that Hiro Yui can learn to live in a land with flowers, and I'm thinking about getting a new fern. The end. I would normally suggest here to leave feedback for the author. However, Zilly is now out of the fandom and, as far as I know, hasn't posted anything since 2004. You can try and leave feedback to her Raygun Works page, but as far as I know, she's not someone you can contact. Thanks for listening.